Welcome to the podcast. Please put your hands together for Spider Everett, Reggie Broussard, Ben Wood, and Flan, who gets everything. Thank you very much.
Hey.
Yesterday, Spider invented something absolutely magic, if you ask me. It's the off-field sports bet, where you take a multi on player behaviour and you've got to pick which sport, which team, which individual and which offence, Spider.
Well, it's going to be that time of the year. The NRL, the AFL, they've let loose. They've been in a bubble for some months and they're going to get a little bit of time out to get excited. And I reckon a few of them might just get a little bit too excited. But who will win the race to the, I suppose, the front page of the Herald Sun or the Daily Telegraph? Because that's how it's going to be awarded.
So this is Spider Damus.
Yes, it is. It's a prediction. And if you don't mind, I wrote it down because I'd like to bet on it.
Yeah.
It's the AFL into Collingwood into booze-related incident into a fight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's my multi.
Okay, right. That's good.
I've gone with AFL as well, Adelaide. Into Adelaide, into recreational drugs, into MIA, but betting is suspended on Ben Cousins.
Okay.
So, with hers, Bridgie Broussard, your off-field sports multi-bets.
Well, you guys have described this, like explained it, because I wasn't sure. So, is this right? Because I'm going NRL.
Yep.
Okay.
Into Rabbitohs.
Oh, yeah.
Into Russell Crowe.
Yes.
Oh, the owner.
Into Sam Burgess's mum. I'm going to have a super bunny. You're going to have a little baby super bunny.
Okay,
they're going to breed a super bunny.
I don't know when things go in. Anyway.
Is that what you mean? Yes.
Okay, good enough.
I'm just picturing the rabbit being pulled out of the hat.
So. Absolutely.
Imagine that. Nothing out of the hat.
And I'm on sports bet now. Apparently it's already happened. So well done, Rich. You've been cashed out. Well, we got a bit coming up on the podcast. We've been working through the top 15 artists on our radio show, counting down to the greatest Aussie artist of all time. Today was a controversial result. Aka Daka came in at number 3. We got some fired up fans on the podcast cracking it. And first up today, though, an exclusive announcement from a political hopeful. Serenity Safe Harbour is a hippie from Byron Bay who's coming to the studio to make an announcement.
My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour. I have also been variously known for clarity as DJ Blind Horse the Magnificent, exotic dancer Virginia Ham. For a time, I was Maurice Moose Knuckle, creator of... Stop, you're giggling. For a time, I was known as Maurice Moose Knuckle, creator of Canada's finest dancing beaver troupe, and of course, Colin Thompson of Yatala. I know, Colin. It's like finding out Bono's real name is Paul. I reside at TP12 Wigwam Way, Fern Gully, Byron Bay, represent Yar. It is with great regret, a heavy heart, and a failing sump plug, stupid lentils, that I officially withdraw from the Queensland election because of a sex scandal. Yes, it's true.
No.
I'm sorry, Athena, but I can't move. Today I announce that I will not contest the Queensland seat of Byron Bay, so created by the Iron Butterfly and Anastasia Palaszczuk when she extended the COVID bubble, taking control of the Rainbow Province, seizing the hippie capital, Byron Bay. Oh yes, I guess what I saw Roxy Jasenko from the TV show SAS today at a Byron Bay eatery, sliding oyster after oyster into the gaping hole between her silicon-laden lips. Apparently she's held up a plane full of passengers while she gobbled oysters up for 5 hours with a friend called Ruby Tuesday Matthews, reducing an entire oyster bed to jagged shards of mother of pearl. 5 hours these two idiots ate and drank, about an hour longer than Roxy lasted at SAS training. You know, if a war could be won by cramming your colon with crustaceans and pouring rosé into all the gaps the oysters leave in your guts, then send General Roxy Prosenko and Sergeant-at-Arms Ruby Tuesday Matthews. Do you know, I was sitting at the table next to them having a few myself. Clearly one of the oysters worked for me. Amazeballs. Amazeballs, by the way, was my circus school nickname. Anywho, before I knew it, I mean, this oyster works. I'm in the broom cupboard with the waitress, Boris Becker style, shucking our brains out. Oh, that was when my special lady, Sister Heather Featherwolf, flings open the broom cupboard door, revealing me to the entire restaurant in flagrante. Now, normally, flagrante is a very private person. So she was spewing at Heather Featherwolf. Flagrante is sort of married in a Byron Bay kind of way by Saxon wrist-binding ceremony to Lapis Lazuli, the spiritual gatekeeper of Fern Gully. Scandal. Because my lover wasn't L or B or G or TQ, we are a breeding pair, and where I'm from, that's considered a bit weird. Cut a long story short, I lost the support of the far, far left of the party, and in this town I have been pronounced politically and socially dead. Back to collecting job seeker and pinching bottles out of yellow bins. The election is not for me. Serenity safe harbour. Out, gotta go. Lentils.
Okay, so a controversial reveal on a radio show today. AC/DC only made it to number 3 in our poll of the greatest Aussie artists of all time, and we weren't happy about it.
Rigged.
No, all right, I'll kick it off. That is so on Australia. No, honestly, obviously the people who didn't vote because they thought, I don't need to vote because Akadaka mm-hmm. will be number 1. It is as un-Australian as putting Marmite on your toast.
There you go.
As having a team meet, calling people a douchebag, putting diapers on your kids. That is un-Australian.
Most of the thing is diapers.
Exactly
called
right.
Nappies.
Mm. It's un-Australian as having a shandy, as the Daniel Andrews, as Bernard Tomic. Oh, it's un-Australian. Yeah. It's un-Australian as a tofu burger.
Beautifully said. Beautifully
said. A vegan barbecue. What
Bon
are
Scott.
You doing?
Bon Scott is right this very second rolling in his grave
he
with
is.
His bronze medal on the lowest level of the podium.
He wouldn't have picked it up.
He wouldn't have picked it up. You don't think so? I think the Brian Johnson version of AC/DC should be number 1, and the number 2 act should be Bon Scott's version of AC/DC, and then sort out the rest of them. I haven't heard Screaming Jets. I haven't heard Men at Work. I haven't heard Radio Birdman.
Choir Boys.
I haven't heard The Saints. They're a world famous. They inspired so many. Choir Boys.
The Church.
Run the Church are not there. What's going on out there?
Junkyard Blue.
Are not there and deserve to be there. I get everything. Screaming Jets. They aren't there. Where are the Screaming Jets?
We've got two to go.
Rose Tattoo are not there. And hey, AC/DC's third. AV's been power. Drinking.
It's not right. Every single countdown that we ever have is AC/DC
wait,
is
on,
number
hang
one.
On. Hang on. Can you say it, Ben?
Oh, this is what the vote said.
Well, it was voted for.
Well, you know what? Guy Sebastian must be number one because people are smoking something.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? How is AC/DC not number one in the countdown?
Cold Chisel.
Who beats it? Who beats AC/DC?
Well, presumably Cold Chisel must be there somewhere, okay, because Jimmy Barnes was on earlier in the countdown.
Can we ask Ben then, is there AC/DC 1 and 2 or is AC/DC just as 1?
Is there Bon Scott AC/DC?
Well, I just played Bon then out of the award. So I'd say they're lumped together. Okay. But 200 million albums says something, doesn't it?
Most in Australia.
There you go. Cold Chisel, for example, probably my favourite band ever of any bands. And, you know, we interviewed Jimmy Barnes recently. He said he was asked to go sing for Van Halen. So he's a genuine international act. Asked twice by Eddie to do that. But they had 3 top 10 singles in Australia and somehow they're better than AC/DC? I don't think so. I want to drag AV in here.
I want to redraw. I want
or
to
redraw.
Yeah, I want to have a look at the votes.
I want to 13, 27, 10. Do you agree? Should AC/DC be at number 3? Let's do our own poll
disgusting.
To say, AV, are you correct or are you wrong?
And
AV.
If no one from AC/DC calls, it's a redraw, Bridget.
There we go.
No one from the band?
From the band.
Okay, unless Bon Scott calls.
Third.
We
You're
have to
joking.
Talk to our music director, AV.
Do a bit more than talk.
To sort this out.
Okay,
because there must be votes that are still getting mailed in.
Let's get him on. But if you want to have a crack at him or the system, you can call 13 27 10.
In excess, 30 million albums, right?
Mm.
Back in Black sold more than they did in their whole career.
I thought for sure today was In Excess.
Okay.
And I mean, I love
In
Excess.
Me too, I've got to say.
Right. You've been sprayed by... And
no.
Bridge and Flan.
Yeah. The chosen one and Bridge.
And given how many people are calling right now, sprayed by the entire Gold Coast.
Oh, yes!
What do you think? Darren in Mermaid Waters, AC/DC at number 3 for the Aussie GOAT, the greatest of all time. Yes or no?
Oh, don't. What? The Russians involved in this vote, are they?
The Russians Seriously. Have affected the vote. You are right. And so have Iran, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 3.
What did you think was going to come in at number 3?
Oh, I probably thought In Excess.
Yeah, so did I.
Or Chisel, maybe.
Chisel.
Yeah.
One of them two, and then ACB is definitely first. Yeah.
Did you vote, Darren?
No, I didn't.
You know what?
Anyway,
No. Most of my time I'm sleeping. I work night.
This is my theory.
Fair enough. The internet's open 24/7.
Most Akadaka fans...
I'm computer stupid.
No, I reckon most Akadaka fans didn't vote because they just thought, inevitably, it was going to be number one.
Yeah,
so what's the point?
I think so.
Thanks, Darren. Kim. Kim and Carrara, what do you reckon? Akadaka should have been higher.
Oh, my God, of course they should have been. I was so sure they would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No use listening to the radio on Friday now.
Well, I want to know what sent them. I can't believe it.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know. We're Kim, with you. It's a rort.
Did you donkey vote and write Kylie Minogue?
No. I just wrote ACDC, ACDC, ACDC.
There you go.
Do you know what? If this is happening, Clive Palmer could win this election this week.
Oh, my God,
I mean,
don't.
This is what's happening.
Could be. Oh,
maybe you spelt it wrong, Kim. Who knows?
We have another Kim in Narang. Oh. What do you think?
Hi. Absolute rubbish. Yes. How could they do this?
Thank you.
Thunderstruck is the best song ever, and if that can't be number one, I think a bin chicken would stick its beak in a list of names and come up with better than it.
Oh, I love you. It's so good.
Is there an Aussie band called the Bin Chickens
there
yet?
Needs to be.
Oh my God, there needs to be. Kim, thank you. Well said.
Okay. This is hilarious. Hello, right. Hilarious.
Hey, Green. What's going on? Listen, mate, I've got to lose reception because I've left the country. I can't believe it. I don't even think I'm in Australia. I don't believe it. Pinch me someone. This isn't my continent. Who are we? What are we? I swear, oh, goodness me, I cannot believe it.
Is this Pauline Hanson?
I've chucked my flippers on, my flippers, and I've left. Getting deeper. There's bloody fish everywhere. I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm not. This is not Australia.
Yeah.
Australia. I want to know who bloody voted for this nonsense.
Oh, well said.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love you. You're a fighter.
Oh, you can, look, it's COVID-19. I don't care. COVID 2021. Bring it on. I'm leaving. I don't need a passport. I don't need a bloody border pass. I'm gone. I don't believe in the States anymore because someone who voted. I want to know. And I want to know now.
That's the way.
Before I leave.
That's the way.
Well, there you go.
When you put your slippers on before your flippers, you are fair dinkum. And look, that's it for the podcast. There's loads of other apps to check out. It's on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 a.m. on 92.5 Triple M.